Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, put your hands together. I need to see you screaming here. Shake your red hair like me. Woo! Yeah, yeah. How many of you glad to be free tonight?
Believing, trusting God to do all that he said he would do. Stay on the
promises of God. And then here on the shoulders of Odyssey, but we come here today and we do Monday through Thursday to, hallelujah, to praise God, to praise and worship the one true God. Amen. Hallelujah. When you can receive testimonies from others in your testimony, we want to hear your testimony, your shout of what God has done for you and what you're trusting God to do. Amen. And here on the shower, the word of God goes forward. Amen. To change our minds. Amen. To restore us. Amen. The Bible tells us that each day we should be renewing our minds. So we come to have a renewing of our mind here on the show by the word of God. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. We come here so that we can pray and touch and agree. Amen. Trust in God. Hallelujah. What is your shout today? What do you shout for today? You have so much to shout for because God has kept you. Hallelujah. Calling your right mind. You know who you are and whose you are. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let us cry out. Come on before the Lord our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody. We've been gone since Monday and Tuesday. Come on, I want to hear your shout of what God has done for you over the weekend, even right now, what you're trusting God for. Come on, Roddy. Call on more shout out. Sister Connie, come on and shout. Give God all praise, glory, and honor. Shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, yes, yes. Good evening, everyone. I just want to thank God this evening for so far giving me a blessed week with my little boy. He hasn't had any meltdowns, and the trips have been very, very peaceful, very nice. And I've already claimed the rest of the week. And I pray, like, when I see him starting, just beginning to start to have one, I start praying quickly, immediately. And I be asking God to, I said, I don't know what's going through this little boy's mind, Lord, but ease him so that he can have a pleasant ride, so that he doesn't beat himself in the face. Please, Lord, please. And help me to hold on to him, because I got to hold his hands and his arms. And, it's not pretty. But Lord has blessed me. He's been doing excellent. And I pray for him, even when he's having a good day, I still pray and thank God for my good day and for his good day, because that means he's going to have a good day at school. And the school has been happy. And I've been praying. And a prayer works. Just wait on him and trust God. Prayer does work.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Glory to God. We thank you for your testimony. We thank you, Father God, for all that you're doing, all that you've done, and all that you're about to do, that we're trusting you, Father God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We ask you to continue to move great and mighty in the life of your daughter, Connie, oh God. Father God, we ask that you continue to bless and favor, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. For God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. Yes. God bless you, God. Keep you, Father God. We love you, and we thank God for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on and shout, church. Glory, hallelujah. Come on, Sister Dylan. Give God our praise. Glory, honor, shout. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for a brand new grace and mercy day. I have just testimony to say. I went to the doctor and I was scared to do the colonoscopy. And good I did, because when I went, they cut two polyps out. And I went to the doctor the other day, and she said they had cancer cells in there. So they got them out. So God is good. He's still blessing this old body of mine. And I just want to thank him. Thank you, thank you. Because all the tests so far I have went, they've been coming back good by the grace of God. It ain't nothing but Jesus. So I just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And
whatever you're doing, Lord, keep on doing in this season for me.
I'm just so grateful. Thank you. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Glory, hallelujah. Amen. It's already done. Amen. In the month of May, we were in prayer, you all, from May 1st to the 31st. And Sister Dilla was on there. I mean, she was committed to the call. Amen. And being on there, hallelujah, we just thank God. You know, God, the Bible tells us that without faith, we cannot please God, but having that faith, and even when we feel like we don't have the faith because the world is beating us down, you just have to decree and declare over yourself. You got to speak over yourself. You have the power to speak over yourself. Life and death is in the tongue, so understand you have that power, you know, and say, I'm restored, I'm healed, I'm delivered, I'm set free, and walk in it. Where you can, you know, put your hand on yourself, and you can decree and declare over yourself, be healed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yes. In my faith, you shall receive it. Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Glory
Amen.
To God. God bless
Amen.
Your mama.
Thank
God bless you.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. I receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Glory to God. Come on. Come and bend together. Open up your mouth and shout. Give God our praise, glory, and honor. And shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, yes. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Good evening to everyone. God bless you. God keep you.
Yes.
Well, I'm a little troubled today. I'm a little troubled.
Jesus.
Today when I got here, well, the sitter had, with her negligence, my mom had fell, broke four ribs.
No.
I don't know what I am going to do. God knows I cannot take care of my mom by myself. She's good, but I don't know. I just don't know, Lord. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what I'm going to do. But she's resting
Jesus.
Pretty good today. I mean, there's nothing they can do. They can't wrap it. All they can do is just,
whew. In times.
Right now in 6 weeks of pain. So pray
Jesus.
For me.
Yes, yes. Let us pray.
Yes.
Let us pray. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, we just want to thank you, Father God, because we know you know all that we need before we ask. So, Lord, we come first, seeking you first, your kingdom and all your righteousness and truth. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray right now that you will send the help that you're on the need right now. You're ordained, help, Lord God. The one that you ordained, Father God, to care for your children. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So, Lord, we ask for your help right now, Lord. We thank you for your ever-present help and the help that's on the way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let peace come and be still right now. Hallelujah. Let your peace overtake her right now. Hallelujah. Let her be consumed. Let the home and all that's in it be consumed with your peace right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Father God. Lord, we ask, oh God, that you strengthen your daughter right now, Father God. Strengthen A. Ruth and Mary, oh God. Strengthen your daughter. Hallelujah. Bring the gear right now. Lord, we pray for supernatural strength right now. Supernatural blessing. Supernatural healing right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we know that you can do all things with fair. We know you to be a healer. We know you to be a way maker. We know you to be a promise keeper, Lord God. We know you to be our light in the dark. So, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you move mighty, oh God, concerning your daughter, Ruth, and oh God. Lord, bring healing to her body and strength to her bones. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we know that you can do all things with fair. Amen. For the Bible said, with man it's impossible. With you, Father God, all things are possible. So, Lord, we're standing on your word today. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, speak into the life of your children, oh God, and let it be so good and well with you, Father God, to turn it around, oh God, for their good. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord God. Lord, let your saving, hallelujah, help touch your body right now, God. Let your health spring. Let our health spring forth speedily, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. Lord, restore health unto her right now and heal her wounds, amen. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord.
Lord,
thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, let our heart be whole and bind up all her wounds right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Father God. We trust you, Father God, for the miracle. Amen. We trust you, Lord God, to move mighty concerning your daughter, Ruth. Amen. Move mighty concerning your daughter, Brenda Gale. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we send you your word that you will not put more on us than we can bear, oh God. So, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, hallelujah, help, Lord God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. We give it all over to you right now. We surrender it all over to you, Lord. We cast all our cares, fears, worries, everything over to you right now, Father God. We give it to you. Hallelujah. And we pick the peace. We receive the peace that you give. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over you right now. And we decree and declare right now by the blood of Jesus Christ that you and your family, all that you're concerned about and love are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against you in judgment, God shall condemn. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for, Lord. We thank you, Father God, that you're already moving while we're still praying. We thank you, Lord God, that you've already worked it out. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we trust you. We give it all over to you. We seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail in the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwelleth in all that believe. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. God keep you. We're trusting God for you and with you, knowing that God is able to send someone to help you, to give you the strength, to give you direction and instruction, and to guide you, amen, that you too will be well in this process. I trust God for it. I trust God. He's able to do it. Amen. God bless you. Cousin Brenda, God, we love you. We thank God for you, and we're praying for you.
Thank you. Love you too.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He called it a Namadekosha. We not go, we will not decree and declare that the devil has won. We decree and declare victory on today. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we will not be defeated. Amen. We decree and declare that we have a resurrection power working on the inside of us. Amen. We serve a God that we serve the Most High God. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, and He is able to do all and beyond we can ever ask. In the name of Jesus Christ or ever imagine. So Lord, we just trust you, Lord God, for the miracle. Father, you are God. You are our God, and we praise you, and we thank you, Lord God, for another day that you have given us. And by your grace and mercy, oh God, you have given us another day to press in and to press on. Lord, you have given us another day that we can receive from you, and no one will stop us or take what we have. Lord, you have given us away. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So, Father, as we pray right now, Lord, bless, touch, heal, and deliver, and change our lives from today onwards. Help us to fight the good fight of faith in prayer and in warfare, and to win the battle. Release the grace over us right now to fight the warfare and win, and release the grace of pressing, having to press in your power, oh God, and your spirit, and to win, because greater is you that's in us than he that's in the world. And we just want to say thank you, Father. Lord, we love you, and Lord, we need you, oh God. Lord, we ask, oh God, hallelujah, that joy come, oh God, to your daughter right now. That joy come to your children, oh God, unspeakable joy. Let her have shouts of joy and laughter, oh God. Oh Lord, knowing that you are with us, oh God, that you'll never leave us or forsake us. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We decree the crown victory right now. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we have received from Jesus Christ the victory over all diseases, afflictions, infirmities, hindrances, persecutions, torments, and lies that the enemy is trying to send our way right now or in the future. We claim victory and deliverance from all demonic spirits, curses, hexes, enchantments, witchcraft prayers, psychic prayers, or spirits. We thank you that Jesus Christ is victorious through the power of his might against all the wiles of the devil, against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we claim our victory and faith right now through our salvation and his shed blood of all these things now. We declare according to Joel 22, verse 27 to 28, that we are victorious through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Father. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. But Lord, we ask that you encamp your warring angels around our family members and loved ones, oh God, especially those that are up in age at this time, oh God, to protect them, oh God. Lisa, dash your foot against the stone, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, and we love you. Heavenly Father, we ask that you let the glory of the Lord rise upon each of us according to Isaiah 60. And see, we ask you, Lord, to rise over each of us and let your glory be seen on each of us right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we ask you to cover each of us with your glory and your presence, your Shekinah glory, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, and we love you. We bless your holy name, Father God. We look to you, oh God, from whence comes our help, oh Lord. And we just want to say thank you. Father God, I ask right now, Heavenly Father, I ask you to give us, to everyone that's on the line, and everyone that I pray for today, clarity of vision, clarity of sight, clarity of thoughts, clarity of mind, amen, clarity of hearing and knowing you, hallelujah, knowing your voice according to John 16:23, and we thank you for, Lord, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory, amen, amen, and amen, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. We thank you, Father God, again. Welcome everybody to the shop. We just thank God for another opportunity to be here, to touch and agree, and we're here for all that's on the line today, all that you're concerned about, all that you're going through. Notice you have us here praying, coming into agreement with you, covering you, whatever it is that you're dealing with. Please bring it here. This is a platform where we can touch and agree and pray, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I just thank you all for being here and, you know, and since I wasn't here Monday and Tuesday and being back here on Wednesday. Just thanking God for the opportunity. On Monday, we had a little flood in the house. The AC had flooded and it broke, and so it was hot and it was wet. Water was everywhere. Time got, it was just a lot going on, but we thank God all as well. And then yesterday was my husband's birthday, and so we just thank God for the opportunity. We're cooling out right now. So I'm just thank God. Just know that God is able to do all. There's nothing that God cannot do. Amen. And he will do it for his children. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, Sister Sharon, welcome. God bless you. Go ahead and shout. Give God our praise. Glory to shout. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Lord. Just say hallelujah. I just came back from the doctor. They had said I had a little heart problem. Went in the doctor's office and couldn't find nothing. But I know
Jesus.
God is a healer. Woo!
Yes,
thank
he is.
You, Lord. Victory
thank you, Lord.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you. Woo! Thank
yes,
you, Lord.
Lord.
That's why I was
turning late. Around.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
We serve a God of turnaround. Won't he do it? Hallelujah.
Woo!
With the back and body. So when you go back and you trust God, he'll turn that thing around right then.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Woo!
Just trust him that even while you're still speaking, God is already answering. Amen. Will you
Woo!
Trust him when you come believing? Hallelujah. Don't wait to believe when you get there. You got to come believing. Amen. So that you can receive. Amen. In the name
Woo!
Of Jesus Christ. God bless you. God can see the strength of you.
Woo!
God can see the work miracles in your life beyond your greatest expectation. And those that you're concerned about in love, amen, in the mighty
Woo,
name of
yes.
Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God bless you,
Woo,
Sister Sharon.
Yes.
We love you. We
thank
God for
thank
you.
Yes,
God. Woo, glory to God. We trust God for it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I told a lady today I had a service with here in the home, and I said to her when she was leaving, she said, I feel so good when I leave your house. I said, I always feel lifted. I always feel lighted. She said, I just feel so good and empowered when I leave. She said, my day is good. She comes once a week. And so we went outside. I said, well, you know why? Because you came. Believing, you came to receive. I said, there's nothing that you go to the store and you have a list, you go in, and somebody waiting in the car for you, you go in and say, I'm going to go get this, and then you go in and come back out and say, well, what happened? I thought you was going to get some. Oh, yeah, don't worry about it. I forgot about it. And take off and go home. Who goes somewhere with the mindset of receiving, believing? They're going in here to receive it. Hallelujah. First thing, believe what you need is on the inside. Amen. So because she came, believing what she needed was on the inside. God, hallelujah, she received what was on the inside. If you go to the store and you believe what you need is on the inside of whatever store that is, I'm just giving an example, then guess what? You're going to get what you believe that's on the inside is there. You're going to receive it, amen? Hallelujah. So come believe it so that you can receive all that you're asking God for, that you're trusting God to do, amen? Don't be defeated. Don't come defeated. Come victorious. Come, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ and knowing that God has already worked it out, but you just got to show up and decree and declare the victory and receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. I see you, evangelist Kim, you're up. Do you want to shout with us today? Just press 1 because I'm not sure. I know you popped in, but I want to open up your mind. I know you got your grandbaby at this time. Hallelujah, glory to God. Look, hold on there. Hallelujah, glory to God. Go ahead and shout, give God our praise. Glory to God and shout, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory. I'm rocking the grandbaby while I'm talking. You might hear a little crying. She just got through feeding her, but I just thank God for the turnaround. I thank God for that praise report from my sister Sharon that she just came forth with, because he is a good God. And I just thank God for you, Pastor, for your diligence, for your love.
Jesus.
I just pray God just continue to overflow his blessings on his children.
Amen.
Like he continues to do. And I want to shout for his goodness, and I'm so grateful. I love you, Pastor.
Yes. Love you too. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God. Before we wrap up here, you are the last 6 minutes of the shout. I'm just so grateful. This weekend we'll be having our show, and I'm just trusting God to move mighty in the places for us. I want people to be able to come out and really just have a really good time. You know, people need to laugh. You know, I don't know why people think that laughter is a sin. It's not. So come out and enjoy and have a really good time. We're going to have a good time, a time of fun. We're going to be celebrating our pastor. My husband's going to be having his celebration, his birthday, so we have family and everyone here. So if you want to come, let me know so we can send you an invite to come on out this Saturday. We have a comedy show and sketch. We have a really good time. I'm looking forward to it. I love to laugh. Amen. Amen. Before we leave here today, you all just want to share our word for today. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, just to encourage you all, we come here Monday through Thursday to renew our mind by the word of God and what the word of God is saying, you know, seeking God's protection and covering. Amen. See, God promises in his word. And I'm going to slow down just a little bit because I have a friend. She listens in. And because she had been in a coma, sometimes if I'm speaking too fast or too loud, she can't grasp it. So I'm going to slow down. You all let me know if I'm slow enough. I don't want to be too slow where it becomes boring and another person kind of strays away. But I do want to slow it down a little bit and make sure that I'm enunciating my words so you can hear me clearly. So you want to seek God's protection and covering for your life, you all. See, God promises in his word that he will protect us. But because the promises of God are appropriate, you all, in prayer, this is something that we need to pray about every day. See, God promises, for example, that no weapon formed against us will prosper, according to Isaiah 54:17, but we still have to appropriate that promise with our prayers, amen? So we can say, Lord, I thank you for your word that promises to your servants that no weapon formed against us will prosper. Therefore, I pray that no plan of the enemy against me will succeed, amen? In the name of Jesus Christ. See, there may be times when you must call on the Lord for help in a sudden emergency. You know, freak accidents, serious illnesses, financial problems, of crime, or natural disasters can all strike without warning. See, sometimes God protects us from it, and sometimes he protects us in it and through it. Amen? But you will have greater confidence in the midst of something like that if you know you have been praying for God's protection all alone. Amen. See, that's why it is better to pray for his protection in advance of anything bad happening instead of waiting until disaster strikes. See, as a prophetess of God, God gives me the ability and the gift to be able to see things before they happen. Some people don't receive it because they don't see it, but because God gives me the insight of what's to come, I can pray against it. I tell people all the time, any word from God is a good word because it's an opportunity for us to get right, because one thing we know about God, he gives warning before destruction. Now, whether we pay attention to the warning is another thing, but the God that we serve, he is a just God. He's a fair God. He's a loving God. He's a merciful God. So there's always warning before destruction. So now that we have that, and if you have a prophetess in your a prophet that gives you warning before destruction, amen, we can pray about that thing before it comes. Amen. That's why I was encouraged, everyone, to open up your mouth to whatever it is that you're dealing with or going through. Don't go at it by yourself. Amen. Let's talk about it and pray about it. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. See, there are many ways that we need God's protection. Hallelujah. There are different areas that are most that we need God's protection today, so we can decree and declare that and ask for God's protection in our life, according to our physical body, our health, protection from diseases, injuries, and food poisoning, or contagious diseases, especially during this time of COVID-19 and so many other things that people are being hospitalized for, even dying from, you know, traveling, you are from accidents in a plane or car, you know, home property, you know, we're talking about protection here, that we need God's protection, you know, from our car breaking down the bed, for our business failing, our bad decisions, reputation, slander, scandal, our family, from any accidents or illnesses upon our family, you know, finances as well, from poor judgment and bad investments, and for our marriages, you all, from strife and miscommunication, and our friendships from offense and misunderstanding. A lot of our friendships have ended because of, you are from offense or misunderstanding between the two, you know, mind and emotions, from confusion and lack of clarity and depression and anxiety. So many of us, our children these days, are dealing with this, and we need the protection of the Lord to cover our minds with the blood of Jesus to protect us, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ from that. Relationships from trouble and friction, you are, you know, working from disability and disfavor, our environment from natural disasters or dangers. We deal with so much this past year, 2020 and 2021 is unimaginable. So to some of us, our neighborhoods from thieves and murders and, you know, people around us. There's so much. So we ask God for God's protection. See, God knows that there are far too many things in our world to be worried about. But he also knows we spend far too much time worrying about these things. He wants us instead to cast our cares on him as we pray specifically regarding everything that concerns us about our safety. See, you will live with greater peace in your mind and soul if you come before the Lord each day and tell him about the things that concern you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you all. It's so good to hear everyone on the line today. I want to pray this prayer before we get off the line. Heavenly Father, we thank you and we love you. Oh, Lord, we welcome you, Holy Spirit of the living God, right now to have your way. Lord, we pray, hallelujah, in Jesus' name, we pray that you would protect us from all dangers, accidents, diseases, and evil influences. Lord, hide us in your shadow and keep us safe from the wicked wherever we go in the name of Jesus Christ. Protect our world and flourish from any intruders or disasters. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, protect us from anyone, oh God, with evil intent and from all plans of the enemy. Amen. Protect us in our cars, our planes, wherever we walk or whatever we do. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, give us the wisdom to always be in the right place at the right time. Enable us to discern your will, oh God, so that we will continuously move in the center of it. Amen. Send your angels to surround us and keep us safe, oh God, that we do not ever stumble. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you that you are, hallelujah, a very present help in trouble. Amen. Thank you that no weapon formed against us will prosper. Amen. Protect us from all dangers and disasters, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we praise you for being our protector every day. We thank you for all the times that you have protected us from the death and disaster in the past, and especially those times when we wasn't even aware of it. Amen. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for surrounding us like a shield. Amen. Thank you, Lord God, for setting us in the safety for which we yearn. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord God, that we don't have to be afraid of the dangers that are around us night and day. Amen. Thank you that you have given your angels swords over to protect us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. You are our refuge in the day of trouble, and we seek him. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. God bless you all. God bless you. We have Bible study tonight at 7 p.m. If you can join us, please join us at 7 p.m. as we're still setting over spiritual deliverance and warfare, spiritual warfare. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. I'm praying for you, everyone that's here, and know it's already done. I bless you all to prosper. I bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. I bless you to be an encouragement to others. Amen. I bless you to be able to bless others. I bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. I bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. I bless you to grow in your spirit to draw closer to God. I bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. I bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. I bless you because I love you. I bless you to enjoy peace. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray, that we come together, that we're saved. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. You all have a wonderful evening in the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you,
oh,
Jesus.
I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. One time, all I wanna do is do you say it?
One time.
Write my name in the book, call me.
One time.
That's all I really need, just
one time.
I can't wait till I see you.
One time.
One, 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 one. I wanna wake up in my heavenly home. All my people bow down to the king on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold Street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pray just for all of my days until I finally stop breathing. Yeah. Get that.